Thank you for calling customer support. This is Viking. How may I help you today?
I would like to report a fraud claim, and I thought I was already transferred fraud from customer support 45 minutes ago.
I'm sorry, you said you were transferring to fraud 45 minutes ago?
Right, and it's just been ringing and ringing, or the music's just been playing, so I just need to know that I'm in the right department, and I need my money back in my account.
Yeah, you're in the right department. Just let me get you pulled up first.
Okay. I'm really not happy.
And what's your first and last name?
Laura O'Mary.
And then verify your address for security purposes.
13 East Voorhees, Danville, Illinois.
Okay. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out for a Go Keto and a Go Trim originally for $10.94. So you're saying that you never signed it for this as a free trial to pay for shipping?
Right. No, the problem is that you guys took $100 out of my account this morning, $99.94. That
no,
was
I'm
never
asking,
authorized or approved.
Yeah, what I'm saying
I
is you signed it for the
no,
trial.
I never recall doing that. I never received any product, nothing. So
you're saying you never signed up for this?
No.
Okay, and you don't have any products. So have you contacted your bank or credit card company, or did you call us first?
I called my bank and credit card company, and they said I need to contact you.
Okay, but you didn't file anything with them?
Not at this point, but I'm going to, yes. They said to try to contact you first.
Okay. So basically what we're going to do is if you're saying you never signed up, you didn't have anything, but this money was taken out of your account, we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you were sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, I'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Go ahead.
Okay. So what we'll do
wouldn't I have received a product from you if I bought a product from you?
Let me see here. All right. It shows there was a product delivered to you 2/8/24.
Did somebody sign for that? Because I never received
no,
it.
No, you don't have to sign.
I
yeah, it's just the U.S.
Town.
Postal Service. They'll just put it in your mailbox.
Right, and there was nothing in my mailbox when I came back. I was out of town completely during that time. As a matter of fact, I was sitting in jail.
That's not good.
No. Oh.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. So this is what we're going to do. What we'll do is we refund anything on the account that has been charged to you from our merchant. After that, we're going to go back and investigate it. As long as when we pull up this order, it doesn't come back to your IP address, then you should be fine. So I always like to make sure they sign up for it. You know?
I don't even know what the hell an IP address is.
Okay.
So.
All right. So give me 1 second. What I'll do is I'll get this refunded for you. It normally takes about 3 to 5 business days. It basically depends on your card holder. Once they see that it's pending from the merchant, they'll normally put it back into your account. Now, for some reason, if you do not get a refund, or if you do get one that turns into a reversal, then you'll definitely need to give us a call back. Give me 1 second.
Okay. Yeah, because there's an even bigger problem, because with that being taken out of my account this morning, it drained my account completely, and I'm supposed to be leaving town to go back to court so I don't end up back in jail 200 miles
uh-huh.
away, and I have no way of getting there now.
Oh, so that's why you were saying that you were really mad.
No, because I'm going to go back to jail over this because of it.
Well, there's no way you can bring them proof. You can go to your bank and
no,
get proof,
not,
can't
no.
you, and take it to them?
No.
You
the
can't?
Court is not gonna be like, no, the court isn't going to be like, oh, okay. They don't care.
That's sad. I don't think we're proof.
Yeah, I don't have a car, so I have to take a bus, a train to the main train station in Chicago, and then take that to the suburbs, another train to the suburbs. That's how I have to get out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and they don't. I missed court before on it, and that's why I got arrested, because I couldn't get out there.
Dang, that is sad. Why are you so far?
Because I moved away from my ex-husband.
Oh, but you're having to go to court there.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
Yeah, especially because he's the one who put me in jail against pressure charges on me, too. So it's just.
Oh, he is horrible. I know, right?
You yeah, know yeah. That, right? And there's like a custody dispute. So if I end up in jail again, I lose custody of my kid.
Oh,
so
you better be trying to
very,
call somebody.
Very,
yeah,
very
you might
have. Because I don't even have money to give them for gas to come get me anybody.
Well, you don't have nobody you can call and do you a favor? Like, this is serious for you. Like, it's your kid. It's your life on the line.
No, I have nobody. Like, I'm alone. Yeah, it's fucked.
Oh, well, look, I wouldn't care. I'd be calling them. I'd be getting some documents from my bank. I'd be like, look, can I fax this to you? Like, I mean, like, I don't have the money. I can't. I mean, I know they don't care, but I mean, at least, you know, try something.
I mean, I try and call my public defender again, but they don't call you back, so.
They suck anyway. I know. I don't know why they give those kind of people because they don't even know what they're doing half of the time anyway.
Right. So I'm just saying I don't have the funds to. I just got out of a 17-year marriage.
Oh, God. That's a long time.
Where I didn't have, you know, I didn't know. Anything I did wasn't good enough. So nothing. I have no skill, nothing.
Oh, my gosh. Did you not work or anything?
No, for majority, I did not. I wasn't allowed to.
Now you're out on your own, and you got to figure out how you're gonna survive.
Yeah.
That's that. Yeah, he's a horrible person for doing that to you. Just pray about it. Like I said, I would still just go to your bank. You know, tell them can they give you something. I don't care. Just call the courthouse, give them the facts. Just let them know. Like, what are you gonna do? You don't. Your money was taken out of your account. You don't have. I mean, they should be able to make some kind of exception, at least so you get the money back into your account.
You would think so, but unfortunately,
yeah, they
those
must
counties
be,
don't really give a shit.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're like, oh, you know, that's not our problem. You can't get to court. Oh, well, you didn't show up, you know, whatever. But that, yeah, but I would still call the court to let them know. At least they'll have it in the system, and I would just fax them everything and let them know what happened and just be like, please wait till my money gets there. I can, you know, I can catch a train over there.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try to do, but it's, you said 3 to 5 business days. It should be.
Yeah, normally it's, I mean, on our end, it's already refunded. Call your MasterCard, tell them, look, I need this money here as soon as possible. Do you see it pending?
Yeah,
you know?
That's what I'm going to do next. It's just helping back. Be like, look, there's the refund. I need you to just approve it.
Yeah, just approve it because tell me you need to get where you need to go.
Right. I can't go back to jail for over this.
God, no. You got kids and stuff. No. Yeah, but I hope everything works out for you. We got it situated. Go ahead, call them exactly now. Let them know what's happening. Sometimes, like you said, if it's go ahead.
A transaction number or a confirmation.
Yeah, I can give
you
a number for
like
it. Yeah, you can write down this number.
Okay.
It's your cancellation number. It's gonna be C as in Charlie.
1 second. Really?
No, you're fine.
Okay, C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh, and then C as in Cat. That's what your number's going to start with.
Okay.
2.
Okay.
A as in Apple. D as in Delta. C as in Cat. 5. A as in Apple. 4. And then F as in Frank.
Okay, I have
give that to your bank. Uh-huh.
C as in Charles, 2, A as in Apple, D as in Delta, C as in Charles, 5, A as in Alpha, 4, F as in Frank.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, so tell them that's your cancellation number. Ask them if they see that refund pending. Just tell them you need to get that in there as quickly as possible.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling customer support.
Now,
have a great day.
That,
go ahead.
That's for the $99.94, correct?
Yes, and the $4.97 and $5.97.
Oh, okay, so there will be 3 of them?
Yeah, it was shipping first,
Okay, and then you said $5.97?
Yeah, $5.97 and $4.97 and then the $99.94.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day and stay safe.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Goodbye.